I'm Carol Hills, and it's The World. Wyoming sits on a rich abundance of coal reserves. Coal has driven the state's economy for decades. But the world is moving away from coal as other forms of energy have become cheaper and environmental concerns mount. Coal burns dirty and produces a lot of greenhouse gases that fuel climate change. Add it up, and many coal towns are at a crossroads. As part of our 50 States project, The World's Jason Margolist visited Gillette, Wyoming for the first of two stories this week from the nation's leading state for coal production.
Gillette is a city of about 32,000 people. It's located in what's called the Powder River Basin, an area of Montana and Wyoming known for its coal deposits. The city is surrounded by coal mines. Louise Carter King is Gillette's mayor.
We're called the energy capital of the nation because we have been supplying the nation with energy about 30 to 40% the last 30 years.
You heard that right. More than a third of American energy comes from this patch of America. It's mostly from coal, but the Powder River Basin is also rich in oil, gas, and uranium reserves. The city of Gillette has benefited by taxing those resources. It's been able to build things like a sparkling new rec center, schools, and an outdoor sports complex. The economic formula has worked well here. Dig it up, ship it out. But 2 years ago, the bottom dropped out of coal and oil prices.
We had what I call a perfect storm. And one day in March of 2016, one of the coal mines here, a couple of them, laid off almost 500 people. And that was just very devastating to the community. We'd never had anything like that happen before.
Some people that lost their jobs here, I mean, just left the community. You know, they left their houses, they left their mortgages, they just went away.
Ken Barkey owns the Prime Rib restaurant in town. He says it wasn't just coal miners who disappeared. Companies that provided services and equipment cut back, too. Barkey's restaurant is huge. He says on a Friday night 3 years ago, they'd have 400 people here.
That went down to more like 250, 300. So, you know, the less customers coming in, obviously, you know, the servers rely mainly on tips. That affected them.
Barkey says Gillette, being an energy town, has always had its ups and downs. That's just life here. And things have improved as oil and gas prices have pushed up and coal prices have stabilized. Still, Barkey supports renewed efforts by local and state politicians to diversify the local economy. But when I asked if he sees a future for Gillette beyond coal...
I don't know. I really don't. I can't answer that. I don't know. I think there's some people working on things that, you know, that sound positive.
You can understand his uncertainty. People in Gillette have heard this talk before.
They've been talking diversification in Wyoming for 50, 60 years, and we still have made very little progress.
Mark Christensen is chairman of the Campbell County Board of Commissioners. He says every time civic leaders talk about pursuing new industries, along comes another energy boom and the ideas get shelved.
And now we're behind. And unfortunately now, you're behind at a time when there's this fundamental change in energy.
Natural gas is now cheaper than coal, and the global push is growing more urgent to move past coal, a key contributor of greenhouse gases fueling climate change. Christensen says this time, talk of diversification feels different.
Never in history have we had a time when oil prices were down, gas prices were down, and the coal was not stable. And so they know they've got to do something.
This is a great environment for data centers, even for manufacturing companies. We have a rail system, interstate highways.
Dana Miller Island is the president of Capital Economic Development, a public-private partnership tasked with diversifying the regional economy. That diversification also includes moving toward coal, but coal used in different ways.
We're thinking of this area as the Carbon Valley, similar to Silicon Valley. When it started, it was where all the innovation was happening, and we see that going on right now.
The company Atlas Carbon in Gillette is finding alternative uses for coal. Jim Ford shows me around.
We're here at the site of the old Fort Union coal mine. One of the things we feel really good about is we are utilizing a piece of property and some assets that others looked at as a liability.
A large conveyor belt delivers coal to a processing plant where it's dried and the chemical composition of the coal is altered. At the end of the process, out comes a tiny pebble with microscopic pores.
It acts as a sponge for a lot of things that we don't want in us, around us, and in our environment.
These tiny pebbles can be used for things like water filtration or scrubbing gas vapor from car engines. Ford says we need to move beyond the idea of crude coal. He says we don't buy crude oil at the gas pump. We purchase a refined product. Petroleum is used to make hundreds of daily use products, yet we're still largely using coal the same way we did centuries ago. We just burn it for energy. Civic leaders point to Atlas Carbon as an early success story of diversification. Ford says the company's refined coal is 50 to 80 times more valuable than the raw product. It's early days, though. The company has just 17 employees.
That counts two guys I just hired today. So are we going to support, you know, hundreds of jobs here? No. But as far as the changing of the era of coal use, we're adding a lot of value, and that's probably where things need to be headed, us and others like us.
None of this is to say Gillette is giving up on traditional uses for coal. It's still the staple of the local economy. But Wyoming is also looking toward another abundant energy source here, the wind. For The World, Jason Margolis, Gillette, Wyoming.
Tomorrow on The World, we'll go back to Wyoming and hear about that wind.
It's the best wind resource in the continental U.S. South Central Wyoming is an incredibly strong wind resource.
Harnessing the winds of Wyoming, tomorrow on The World.